We have another guest.
We
Would you like to introduce our guest?
Sure. This is John Perry, who's come to visit us from the JMS Collective.
Collective? What are they, a bunch of Marxists? What's the deal? What's with the collective?
No, we're not Marxists.
You are a real estate developer, is that right?
Company, my family is, yeah, for
company?
Roughly 30 years.
And is in the midst of creating The Falls on Route 66 in Greenport, Hudson.
Greenport.
Because Route 66 is in both.
It is indeed.
Municipalities.
Yeah, did you see the email recently about that conversation?
Yeah, okay. I did.
Yeah, that was a, did you get it, the clarification?
Oh, well, I know the clarification. I was part of the conversation, as a matter of fact.
Good.
Really?
Okay, great.
You stirred up the trouble too?
I wasn't stirring up trouble. I was just trying
to
clarify.
Everybody in town knows
really.
You're a troublemaker. Can't you tell? Just look at it.
Especially if people announce it on the radio. Anyway.
Stop staring at him, Ellen. I see you there. He's taken. He's got a lovely wife and two little kids. You don't want to break up a marriage.
It's the salt and pepper.
Sideways.
It's the salt and pepper.
Yeah,
she likes it everywhere. So go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
well,
you.
Well, know, it's confusing. I had a house on the other side of the river. It was in the town of West Hurley. I paid property taxes and I think school taxes in the city or the town of Kingston. And my post office address was something totally different.
Were you confused? Did
No.
you like wake up and wonder which one you were living in?
I did. It took me a while to sort of, what do you tell people when they're coming to visit you? You know, that's the mm-hmm. real thing. But there's a post office address. There's the real address.
Right.
And sometimes I need both those addresses. I was dealing with my late brother's estate, and they wanted to know both of my addresses because I was using a post office box as my mailing address.
Why?
So there are times
were you trying to hide from
need...
the government? What was the deal with the postal address?
No.
What was up with that?
You want to know what's up? I'll tell you.
Porn.
When I first... Even I find that funny.
Yeah.
I do not usually find what Tom says about me very amusing. But occasionally...
It's amazing.
It's not that funny. We can't go on, folks. We're laughing too hard.
Anyway,
when I first moved up here, I felt I wanted a post office box because I didn't want my mail sitting around, you know, in the post office. I mean, in the... mailbox at my house.
Oh.
While I wasn't there.
Okay. Now, how do we get this? I'm sure. I thought we had a guest here.
That was a far tangent.
Anyway, there you are on Route 66.
Yeah.
In the Hudson Post Office District.
Yes.
Correct.
But.
Which offends some people who live in the city of Hudson for some reason. They should be flattered.
Well,
they should be flattered.
This is what happens when somebody gets arrested.
Mm hmm.
And it often, many, many times, says they from Hudson.
Oh, like that crazy guy who's going to kill Muslims with radar. Do you remember that guy?
Oh,
yeah.
I remember
and
that
they said
story.
From Hudson. They were like,
yeah.
Where the hell is this guy
Didn't
living?
He had some large contraption in his garage or something. Yeah, that was fantastic. They had some photos of it, too, right? That was great.
You two are too much. The things you laugh at. Well, anyway...
you know I love gore and blood and guts and
well,
death.
it's when Hudson's name gets attached
yeah.
to it that, you know.
I know. You'd
every
like...
child molester seems to be from Hudson. Every
Well, most
know.
Of them are, aren't they?
No, please. Watch your tongue.
Well, what's the big deal? I mean, we're a city. I mean, we have all kinds of people.
Well,
flavor. You've got flavor.
I think we should change the subject, perhaps, and
oh,
find
yes,
out
ma'am.
From
Sorry.
Mr. Perry.
Sorry, yes,
how
we
it's
should
going.
Let him talk a little bit.
Yes.
So you're in Greenport, but you have a Hudson address. You know, the only time that had ever bothered me is when I was out collecting signatures for my unsuccessful run for office, and people would say, "Yeah, I live in Hudson." And then I'd read their address and say, "Dude, you live in blah blah blah." They're like Livingston and Greenport.
Yeah.
You can't sign it.
Yeah.
But other than that, who cares?
Oh, for that you had to live in the city limits.
Yeah, because they don't vote here.
Yeah.
That's the one thing, someone living in the postal address. But you're also in the school district, which makes even more
encompasses,
confusion.
Encompasses, four or five towns, I think.
So the children who live at the Falls will be going to the Hudson School District.
Right.
Are you going to allow children there?
Yes.
Why?
Why not? You know, we've kind of looked at it as you know, this kind of open approach, and, you know, we've set it up so that it's a community, and the community will incorporate, you know, double income, no kids, families, the baby boomers who are looking to sell their homes and kind of get into a place that's low maintenance, no maintenance, really kind of a broad spectrum there.
Are you going to have a concierge on call all the time? Or?
You know, it's funny. We actually had somebody at the last open house, which was a really big success, and we're having one again this weekend.
Right, we'll yeah.
Yeah, great. Push that. So,
what are the while we're at what time? When?
10 to 4 this Saturday.
This Saturday.
10 to 4.
Okay.
Drop
yeah.
in at any time.
Yeah, drop in. Sure, come on by. Take
any
a tour.
Any wine?
There will be some light hors d'oeuvres, some refreshments. I don't know if there's going to be any wine.
Ellen's not coming.
You know, he's becoming tiresome. Isn't he?
Becoming tiresome? I was born tiresome. That's the first thing my mother said. Sorry.
Where was I?
About your open house.
Oh, yeah. So the open house is this Saturday from 10 to 4.
Right. You know what's amazing to me when you read the description of the Falls? Hmm. It's a luxury apartment complex on 22 wooded acres. Mm-hmm. And I look at it and I say, where are the 22 wooded acres? You're between Route 66 and Fairview Avenue.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. That whole span, when you're coming down 66, once you get over the railroad tracks on the left, there's all that marshy area. That's mm-hmm. all us. So we go in a giant U-shape around the daycare and then come back around.
Oh.
So all of that property that abuts to the utility lines behind us, it runs all the way to the railroad tracks mm-hmm. and then down to 66. That's all the property that we own.
And Maple Avenue cuts through from 66 to Fairview, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
So you're going to put trails back there?
Actually, there are trails back there. Oh. Yeah, so the town of Greenport maintains this whole trail system.
Oh.
There's, I think, stormwater basins and stuff that they have to get access to for their water and storm system. And we've kind of partnered with them to go in there and help clear out hiking trails. There's like a little brook that goes through the property. So that'll be a nice aspect.
So this is just one of like an amazing amount of amenities, Ellen, that mm-hmm. are going to be offered there. I took a quick tour yesterday.
Yeah, dude. Like you, I didn't know you were going to be there.
That was my kind of, I went to go undercover.
Yeah, that was your undercover journalism thing, huh?
You're out in the open now.
Come in with a wig. No, I didn't. Yeah. Abby told me. She's like, oh, Tom was just here.
Yeah. So you restored the, or renovated the original school gymnasium
Greenport
building.
School.
The Greenport School. You left the lettering up there, I saw.
Yeah.
The gymnasium is now going to be an event space.
That's
with
correct.
Some incredible touches, including those sconces on the wall that were incredible. It used to be outside, right, on the school?
Yeah. The two sconces that are inside the both sides of the stage now were original to the building on the outside of one of the entrances. We took them down, and one of the guys on the electrical team, his side hobby is to restore old lighting. So he took months and refinished it, and it's down to its original brass, and,
nice.
And we've got them working again. So it was a nice little accent.
A really cool touch is they had... Ellen, they had these doors, folding doors that came down on the side of the gym so that I guess they could close it off for certain things. And now they're still there, completely restored. And I guess when you have events, you can shut that off. And there's all kinds of cool elements.
Yeah, it's really cool. We have one of the original doors of the building that we had one of the painters strip down.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got to the original metal, we stopped him. There was about 7 layers of paint. We said, don't do anything else. All the working brass parts are on it. A lot of the railings through the building are all original, but we had to bring them up mm-hmm. with additional metal added for code reasons. All the floors are the original terrazzo floors.
Yeah.
We have all the original marble steps. All of this was refinished by local guys. And
cool.
Yeah, it was great.
So when you went, who designed the new section?
Well, we have an architect that we've worked with for years on Long Island. He was part of it, Chuck Hewn. My dad, Mark Solomon, is an engineer / structural engineer by degree and experience. Rebecca Ashby from the Pink Orange did all the interior designing and coloring.
And was the idea to somehow echo the original school in any respect? Or?
Yeah, well, we tried to keep a lot of it. My brother Jimmy did all the lighting throughout the building. So as you walk through the old school, you'll see a lot of big can lighting. Some of the some of the lighting says Troy Standard on it, you know, kind of a nod to the area. But we did it in the gym area that we have, the exercise facility. We kept a lot of the original steel exposed and then put some hanging ductwork in there so that it gives it that raw kind of feel of a gym area. But that's all original to the building.
And then back to the amenities, you have a gym room, a sauna room, a spin room, a movie theater, Ellen. A movie theater. 30-seat movie theater. All kinds of little, especially in the old building, there's all kinds of little rooms that could be different, used for different things, you know? A game room.
And that's kind of been our thing, right, is that from the beginning, from the groundbreaking at the ceremony, my little speech was about creating a community, right? Because we don't want to just collect rent checks. We want to create this kind of second living room for people so that they can come out and mingle.
I hope they're going to come out and go to Hudson.
Well, that's the whole idea. Have you been reading any of our blogs and any of our tweets? This is all. Look at all the promotion, Ellen. You know, that's the thing is that, and that was actually part of that email that I had written regarding the Hudson Greenport scenario, is that we're so proud to be elbow to elbow with Hudson, but there's so many beautiful cities and hamlets and towns all throughout Columbia County, Greene County, the southern counties, the northern counties. So we want to reach out and we want to bridge with Hudson and Chatham and Valencia and Rhinebeck and, you know, all of the beautiful areas that are up and down the Hudson corridor.
Are you going to run any kind of shuttle thing?
Yeah, that came up at the that's what you were saying before.
About concierge,
yeah, the concierge. That came up.
I'm looking for a job.
Kind of. That's great. So you could do it.
Because it's got to pay at least as much as I get here.
We could do this. We can make this happen. We can do this. Yeah, that was one of the questions that came up. And a lot of what I've been telling folks is that we're growing with this building. Right? This is a new thing for the area. This is a new thing for folks moving in. So if we see a demand for a concierge, then we'll look at it and we'll say, okay, what is this thing in the budget? And that's kind of going to grow with that. One of the biggest things that we did is we went out and hired Abby Puka for our general manager, which has been fantastic because she brings that energy. And I joke with her and I call her Willy Wonka, but like she's going to be running the whole facility. She'll be planning all these events. And we want to create this kind of resort cruise ship kind of feel where if you want to come down and hang
and
out,
stay drunk for 24 hours.
that's what I did
when I went on a cruise once, Ellen. I can't help it.
But if you want to get involved, if you want to mingle with other people living there, you can do that.
Yeah.
If you don't, you could stay in your apartment. We're not dragging you out, but we
want to give
that.
Beautiful.
And that goes hand in hand with what you're talking about. It also came up the question of transport back and forth to the train station, transport back and forth to, you know, the middle of Warren Street. We have these great little cars that we're looking at, these electric, fully enclosed. They can drive on any roads that are 35 miles an hour and under. They're street legal. You could transport 5, 10, 12 people. So, yeah, we're kicking that idea around. So, yeah, it's cool.
You know this article that was in the Register Star was about low-income housing, right? And I think I was trying to figure out how they connected that story to this
development. That makes
because they're idiots?
That makes two of us.
Come on, guys. I think it comes from people who are looking for accommodations here or live here and can never find an apartment. There are a lot of homeless people. And, you know, a large contingent of people that are living on fixed income and are living in subsidized housing. And I think they are frustrated when they see that something like this is happening. The two are not connected in any way, as far as I can see. That isn't what you set out to do.
That's correct.
And it leads me to wonder what kind of research you did. I noticed on the website that there's a place when you're sort of pitching to people from Brooklyn and the Hamptons? No, what did it say? Brooklyn and I can't remember the other.
I think you're pulling from the Register Star there, but
no,
really,
it's on your website.
Oh, okay. So really, who we're pitching to, like I said, is this broad spectrum of people who are interested in the Hudson Valley living area. Brooklyn is certainly on that list. I mean, Hudson's a huge draw. But we're also looking at the entrepreneurs that are coming up this way. We're looking at folks that are looking to get some elbow room, you know, the tired of being squashed, pied-à-terre. There's a multitude of people that we're looking at as far as that is concerned.
He spoke French, Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
He spoke
Drop
French.
It.
When I speak French, you get all excited. I didn't see any.
Oh, pied-à-terre. Oh, yes. Sorry. I didn't recognize it at first.
I saw you blush a little.
Well, you know, there's a little bit of a Long Island accent there, but, you know, what can you do? It just makes it more earthy. Yeah, I don't see what affordable housing has to do with this at all. I don't mean to step
no,
on your parade,
I'm,
Ellen, but...
I was trying to figure it out and explain it to myself.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure anybody would do it. I mean, but a developer who's looking to... I mean, there's... Affordable housing requires things beyond the profit motive, you know?
Right.
I mean, you have... Most of it's subsidized in some fashion or another. You need all these kinds of tax breaks, and that's a different...
There are a lot of specialties that go into that kind of dealing with HUD financing, and there's a lot of rules and regulations. Yeah. And like we had explained to the reporter, and I guess it didn't make the paper, but as developers, every developer has a business model that works for them. And this is our business model.
So there you go.
Which is not to say they wouldn't perhaps be interested in projects that were, you know, in some fashion... city related with subsidies that the government gives in these kinds of things. But it's hard to just to make a profit out of affordable housing.
Right.
So there's no incentive.
No, I'm well.
What? I know you're trying to be a journalist, and that's
go ahead,
that's
Ellen.
That's very impressive.
Go ahead.
I am a journalist. No, I'm not. Anyway, okay. I'm also interested in the fact that you said you're trying to create a community, and I sort of bridle at that because we have a community. You know, there is a community, and I know you're not thinking of setting up a separate, you know, cocoon over here, but that's kind of what it sounded like to me.
Well... You may be looking a little too far down that hole. really, really, what I'm saying is that the most surface sense is so that people know that when they're moving in, they're not just becoming another apartment number.
It's just not another apartment.
Okay. One of the things that we pride ourselves on is our communication with our guests, and that goes back a bunch of years. And, you know, my dad's mantra has always been service, service, service. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have a lot of guests who have come and gone, and I have no problem reaching out to any of them and asking for their opinion as to how we've done. That's kind of like our cornerstone. And I want the people coming in to understand that that's the same experience they're going to get. They're going to get that family feeling, that community feeling, that we care when they send a maintenance request. That the sink is draining slow.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. You it's know? Not to separate them from our community.
No.
As wonderful as it is here in
the actual
city of Hudson, as you like to point out.
Yeah. yeah, we want a bridge. I mean, we've had a lot of
properties here as well, right?
Yeah, we own two apartment buildings, one on 816 Warren Street and another apartment building over at 77 North 5th Street that most people know as Mrs. West's old house. We have 10 apartments between those two buildings, and it's been great. And I've been through the Historic Society. I know everybody, or they know me. So it's been good.
Great.
So take back everything, Ellen.
I'm just
He's my friend.
I'm just
Has
trying
it become
to
clear
clarify.
To you?
I'm trying to clarify.
Okay.
That's a first.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
yeah no, that's funny because one of her friends never clarifies anything.
Yeah.
Sorry. Look, he's getting there. I'm not going to name names.
That was amazing eye roll.
Gossip to Rivertown. I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
So there's going to be pools, Ellen.
Pools?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have some
swimming
outdoor pools.
Yeah.
outdoor pools.
Some outdoor pools, yeah.
Time to show off your tan.
And tan. Who has time to get a tan? The city of Hudson.
In any case, more than one pool, right?
Yeah, we have two outdoor pools outside. We've got the spa inside the building that has a heated plunge pool.
Nice.
And a sauna, steam room, shower room, salt room, which I haven't been in.
An assault room?
Nah. That was the
That's
the
what
Long
it sounded
Island.
Like.
Yeah, the salt room. so there's a room that apparently you sit in it, and it pushes this pink Himalayan salt through the walls.
It's right up your alley, Ellen.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really good for...
We had a program we talked about salt. Oh, yeah. You weren't here, I don't
I
think.
Was.
We
I
talked
was.
About
We're talking
salt.
About
but I don't remember
Himalayan
the pink,
salt.
Yeah,
pink
yeah.
Himalayan
it's supposed to be
salt.
Really good for... Yeah.
Something.
Your allergies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, there you go.
But I saw all brand new equipment. Oh, it's so luxurious. I mean, that sounds like I'm selling it as a luxury thing.
It sounds
like I work for them, but I don't.
It does.
It's fantastic.
But it was very impressive, I have to tell you.
Yeah. How long were you there?
Not that long. Long enough. I saw one of the 3-bedroom apartments.
Oh, okay. You saw the model. Good.
Yeah. And the kitchen was lovely.
Yeah. We worked with the guys over at Furniture Plus, and they were great. Mm-hmm. And they came in and set up. They worked with Rebecca, our interior designer, and set everything up and did a great model. It was a slow procedure. As you know, furniture was arriving, but as they're doing it, it's looking great.
There's always going to be critics around here. And there's some people who would rather you made this like little 18th century village over there. But that's not to be.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I'm getting a look. I am really in trouble today, John. But in any case.
Go ahead.
No, you go. Go ahead.
What I was going to say about what research did you do is because I don't know what the market rate is on apartments in Hudson. I have no idea. So I don't know what the comparison might be with the prices you've set on your apartments, which are totally new.
Yeah. And we really can't talk about them. That is one thing we're not allowed to talk about, by the way.
Well, we can't.
By the FCC. No, not about prices.
We can't.
You can talk about it abstractly. No.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
Abstract.
So abstractly, if you start to back out the free Wi-Fi, the everything that's included in that rent, the two
cable.
Parking spaces, the cable, the Wi-Fi, all the amenities.
The storage room.
The 10x10 storage room in the basement. And all of the efficiencies that you have in the apartment with the LED lighting and the on-demand hot water heaters. And it's actually the heating system in each of the units. This is a really cool system that uses hot water to heat the apartment. So it's not a dry, hot air. You know, it's actually a humid air. So that'll help people in the winter, especially like me. But as you back each of those out, that was kind of where we landed. And then we used all of our apartments that we have in Hudson now as kind of a landmark to go from there.
Thank you.
You're looking at me like I did something wrong. Did I do something wrong?
No.
Punish me. Go ahead, punish me.
This is radio. Nobody knows what you're looking like.
Yeah, but I feel guilty all the time, even when I'm not.
Well, good.
Yeah.
You should.
That's true. I probably should. So, once again, you're having an open house this Saturday from 1 to 4?
10 to 4.
10 to 4. Ooh, mm-hmm. Long time. And people come over and have a little tour of the place.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there'll be just a lot of, you know, nosy people.
Well, so we had, you know, the first time there was a lot of former teachers, former principals, a lot of former students, a lot of people that came in.
Just want to see what's happening.
Yeah, and it was great because as more and more people rolled in, and the weather was bad. You know, it was raining the whole day. And we had probably over 300 people come in the door, and everybody was hanging out, mingling, and it was great. When we walked through the common area spaces, it was the image exactly what we had wanted. People sitting around, standing around, having hors d'oeuvres, laughing, joking about which apartment they were going to get, and, oh, I'm going to live next to you, and bang on the wall. And so that was exactly what we wanted to see.
And how many are ready? How many of the units are ready to be
ready
rented?
Now are 24 units. Did you see the article in the Albany Business Review?
No.
Yeah, that one.
No.
That one hit yesterday or this morning.
I didn't go to your website, I'm sorry to say.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Oh, it's on the website?
Well, you were there. Didn't you notice it?
Come on.
No.
Ellen, we tweet everything.
Oh, I don't do
that. Does anybody know Lucci
Edwards? Tweet is not the same as.
Lucci does all of our social media.
We don't do social media, Ellen.
Oh, man. You have to call Lucci Edwards then, Hudson Digital. She does all of our tweeting and blogging.
Wow.
And writes all of our original content.
Nice.
Yeah. It's we do it all. I don't do it. That's why we hired Lucci, because I went to her and said, I know how to post a picture of my daughter on my Facebook page, but I don't know how to run a business on it.
Ellen would be happy if you used her much to do. No, you don't mean to say that?
Oh, man.
I don't know what you're about to say.
That you used her weekly. You know about her weekly email that she sends out about things to do in Hudson called Much to Do About Hudson?
I think I've seen it.
If you haven't, you should see it, and you should make that part of like what you.
That's not a problem. I know Lucci's listening, so we'll make sure we include it.
How you like that, Ellen?
Lucci and I had correspondence.
Oh, really?
Early on.
Oh,
yes.
Well, there you go. Because they should. It's a great resource for everything that's happening.
Yeah, well,
in the region,
that's what we're trying to do. I know. You know, we try to advertise and list with as many local bloggers, writers, tweeters.
Even ones who say snarky things about you.
Hey, you know what? Like you said, you can't please everybody, right. So you just got to do your best. And, you know.
It's great. It's more housing in the county of a different kind. You don't really find developments like this throughout the county for, you know, people who can't afford a house, would rather have an apartment. Something that, you know, they're not committed to with a big mortgage or whatever. I mean, there's all kinds of...
We're finding our big demographic that's coming through the doors now are a lot of people who are up and down the corridor from Albany down to Hudson on this side. And, you know, grew up in Hudson and then left, got a job somewhere, I guess, maybe up in Albany. And they've hit that 20, 25, 30-year mark on their homes and they're done. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to mow the lawn. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't do it anyway.
A lot of folks are coming and looking, you know, for their parents and saying, hey, listen, I want my parents to move in here.
Oh, God forbid.
Yeah. So, you know, it's definitely that first wave coming through are the baby boomers. And we expected that. As my dad said, he's a baby boomer. This is the planning generation. And then he said, then this is my generation, which is kind of fly by the seat of your pants and – you know, oh, there's a place for rent, and let me go check this out. So it's been good.
Ellen? More
yes.
questions?
No, I've exhausted my questions.
Okay. You're just staring at him now, is that it?
I feel the heat. I didn't know if, I know if it was hot in here.
It's hot in here.
Yeah,
that's how,
warm today.
It is warm today. No, ever since they got a better paying tenant in this building, they suddenly put on the heat.
I heard you earlier. I was listening to it earlier. It's the Democrats, you said.
Yeah, well, yeah. But it's like, phew, now we get more heat than we can use.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a landlord issue here.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe someday you'll get this building, too, and do something good with it. In any case, we've been talking to John Perry of the JMS Collective. What does JMS stand for? John?
I jokingly say it's just it's John's Mark's son. Because my dad, Mark Solomon, and myself, John Perry, two different last names. Mm-hmm. He came into my life when I was young, and for all intents and purposes, he's my dad.
I see.
So, you know, I always joke with people that JMS stands for John Mark's son, because that's usually how I introduce myself. Hi, I'm John Mark's son.
And then they say, why do you have a different name? This way I don't have to tell the whole story.
I don't have to tell the whole story about the last names.
Well, we should also say, Ellen, that John, I know John from CrossFit.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
We have exercised together.
Sure do. We're down at the railroad CrossFit.
We're in the same cult, as
the
I'm sure you
cult.
Think of it. Yes.
What time do you have to be at the gym in the morning?
What, you thinking of joining?
I go to the 8 o'clock class.
Yeah, I intimidated him out of the 10 o'clock.
That was it. He ran me out.
He couldn't deal with it.
He couldn't keep up with you, huh?
Well, among other things. You know, it's just how many really good-looking faces can you have in one room? You know what I mean?
Well, my wife goes to Railroad.
And she still comes to 10, interestingly enough.
Yeah, she goes to 10. It's a fantastic gym. The coaches down there, Leon and Sean, are fantastic. The groups that are down there, all the different people that come down and work out.
I got
really
a little worried
community.
When I saw how good your exercise room is at the Falls. I hope that doesn't mean you're going to stop coming to CrossFit.
No, it's funny. My mom actually said that. She's like, are you going to quit? I was like, are you kidding me? It's the camaraderie, right? It's the whole – I was just having this conversation with Sean the other day saying that it's really when you're going through a workout and you feel like you're going to die and you look over and you see somebody else
dying.
Like you, dying.
Already dead.
Tommy's usually dead on the floor. But no, you look over and you see somebody else like fighting through it. It really helps you pull through. And if you're in a gym by yourself, I don't care how fancy and good it is, if you're by yourself, it's just not the same. But that's one of the things, actually, that gym that we designed is a great gym. Mm. And one of the things that we have to do is we have to hire somebody to come in and help. And again, if the demand is there, we'll get an instructor, a fitness instructor, mm-hmm. be able to do some private training and kind of set that up.
Well, I noticed all the beautiful new equipment and thinking, yeah, CrossFit's better. We got dirty old falling apart equipment.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. If you look at the gym, there's a big rig in there. There's a lot of kettlebells and beautiful. Medicine balls. And mm-hmm. that was all planned with Advantage Fitness up in Albany. Kim Hamilton, who actually does drop-ins with us here when she comes in, that was all planned before we got into Railroad. Mm. And I had read a bunch of articles that gyms were moving away from the kind of the circuit training and going more for, you know, the body weight movements and stuff like that. So, and it was great for us because it led a lot of open space.
Ellen's shaking her head because she has no idea what we're talking about.
Ellen, medicine balls. I don't know.
You have 5 feet of power over there.
I'll tell you that. It's the truest thing you said.
Yeah.
She could kick some ass.
Watch out.
What she does to me every week.
It's amazing.
Wrong.
Oh, that's you are hugely correct.
Wrong.
Anyway, we're doing our Donald Trump thing, you know.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah,
now.
It was. Yeah, well, it took a while for me to get it, actually. But I like your sweatshirt that says the Falls.
Thanks.
Oh, that was one of my big gotcha questions. On your the original computer design,
yeah,
you had this little tiny waterfall out front.
Yeah,
I go by there yesterday. Is this? There's like it looks like Mount Everest in front of your place. What's going on with that?
Yeah,
what is all that?
Well, what happened? It was actually really cool the way that started. Is we were going to go for a water feature, and then we were working with Rick Cartwright over at J&R, mm-hmm. and he knew the guys over at the quarry, Calaruso's, mm-hmm. and they said, "Hey, why don't you come take a ride over?" So we rode over, and we got to go in some of the back areas where a lot of people don't get to go. And got to see where they blast and these huge chunks of rock. And as soon as we saw them, they said, if you want to pick the rocks out, you know, we can bring them to you.
Nice.
And that's when my dad said, you know what? We're
going
to make this.
We're going for the chunks.
Yeah, we're gonna make this a waterfall. And it's cool because it's all sourced locally.
Right.
You know, it was like right around the block. So all the stone that you see, everything we got from
Calaruso's.
The water comes
from...
The water comes from
there.
Mother Nature.
She
is a beauty.
It rains.
That universe. Yeah.
So, since we didn't read the Albany article, you have 20-something all ready to roll. Have you already booked them all? I mean, rented
them? Yeah, we have about 20 apartments, verbally commitment, and leases ready. So, yeah, we're real excited. It's been really exciting.
And ultimately, it's going to be how many? 100 and something?
116.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot of apartments. Yep.
Sure is.
You should see this. What's the square footage of that three-bedroom one? That was a big apartment.
About 1,500 square feet. You going to come by, I know?
I am.
On Saturday?
I didn't come the last time because it was raining.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Be careful. She might come undercover with a camera crew.
Mm-mm.
She thinks she's Mike Wallace. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there'll be a bunch of us giving tours there. My mom, my dad.
You can meet the whole family, Ellen. What
yeah,
more do you want?
Yeah, Abby will be there. I'll be there. Lucia will be there.
They're going to be giving tours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, come on in. What we were doing in the beginning is kind of a one-on-one with people. And then as the crowd started coming in, we started doing, you know, bigger groups. Right. And just kind of walking through the models, answering any questions that we could. And everybody was signing in, and we said, "Hey, listen, if you want any follow-up tours, if you want to see this more in a VIP setup, we definitely can do
that." You know, John told me at one point his brother was getting married there, and I thought, "Oh, where are you going to get married there? In one of the rooms?"
And then in front of the waterfall.
No, in this renovated gymnasium. It's an amazing venue space. I mean, it's a different type of venue space than what's around here. You know, it's not an old industrial building, but it does have the old gym floor and some of the old gym features.
No, it was made to look like the
old really
gym
that's not
floor.
The gym floor.
Yeah, what happened when we
See,
went
Ellen,
into
you
the
could
building
have said, wrong
yeah you missed it.
Wrong,
you missed it, Ellen. What we did when we went in the
it
building
like an old gym floor, yeah.
Because the building sat for so long, there was so much water damage.
Oh.
We almost lost one of those big four doors you were talking about, the original wood doors. But the floors underneath, when we started to look at them with our flooring guys, they were going to try to make some repairs. And when we pulled them up, it was all mold. So they had to come up.
But it sure looks like a gym floor.
Yeah, well, that was what we did. Yeah, the wide planks.
It's a new gym floor.
A new gym floor.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a new gym
floor. Was that building very moldy? Someone said
no, we didn't really. That was the only areas that we saw mold was where, you know, there had been water penetration and long sitting. But, no, there wasn't that much mold.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, John, anything else you'd like to add about the falls of, at, is it of or at Hudson?
The falls.
Period.
The falls.
The Falls.
The Falls.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
You know, there is a town, I think, called Hudson Falls.
There is a town of Hudson Falls.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the falls, you know, it was cool because when we were coming up with the namesake, this is, you know, a story I really haven't told many people. I was coming up with the name saying, you know, what am I going to do? And I Googled apartment complex names, and there was this giant list of apartment complex names. And I was going down, and I was like, no. And the waterfalls, it was easy. As soon as I saw the falls, I said, oh, this is what we can do. And then, of course, we built our namesake out front. And then around the back of the building, there'll be waterfalls outside. In the spa, there's waterfalls. Going up the apartment, up the hallways to our offices, there's waterfalls. So there's all these water features.
There's water falling everywhere.
Yeah, and people who are – we actually had some woman who came through last week with Abby who was really high on the feng shui. And she was really digging all the water.
Is that a new drug?
No. No, I don't get down with the feng shui. But I'm told that the building was done very well, according to her.
Oh, really?
I know Lucci's tuned into that, too.
Cool.
So she's always advocating for certain directions.
Ellen's big on feng shui, too, aren't you?
Oh, feng shui.
No.
No? Really?
No.
I thought in your gardening you had a little, like, rock thing that you, like,
That's fantastic. Row.
No? I don't call it feng shui.
You just call it zen.
Feng shui.
Feng shui. That's what
feng
I said.
Shui.
I call it feng shui. I call it fang shui, actually.
Fang.
Anyway. So, Ellen, anything else you'd like to interrogate? I mean, ask him?
No, but I'll see him this weekend on
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
Come, oh,
yeah,
you're come, looking for a date.
Come,
I get
come
it.
Look, come look for me.
Hey, Ellen, I got his phone number. Don't worry. I got it,
yeah. Yeah, I'll be there this weekend. And
okay, listeners, we've been talking to John Perry. You were the head of the collective, the chairman, the
CEO.
Fearless leader.
I'm just a guy.
I'm just
one of the family.
Hey, we got this guy here, John Perry. you want to go see his places over there on
I'm just
66.
A guy.
Just
yeah,
a guy.
I just a guy who worked there. Yeah.
What do you actually do there? It's like anything?
I do.
I know you don't do the engineering. I know you don't do the design.
Yeah.
I know you didn't buy any.
Well,
what the hell do you do?
It's amazing what goes into an infrastructure inside, right? So, you know, the building of it is hard. Little tedious things like setting up the infrastructure she's actually going to run that facility, and you know, working with Abby to help build that and bringing on part timers and setting up little things like health benefits and paychecks and going through this list of things is just it's a full time gig. And then on top of that, you know, helping my dad deal with everything that he's got to do and my brother, because they're in large part running that whole construction side.
Your brother does the hard work.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. He came up in March of last year, and he's done an amazing job. I mean, he really took this bull by the horns, and he's stepped in, and that's allowed me to step out from the construction and start to get into actually running the business of the falls. Because it's great that you could build a thing, but now you have to run a thing. So,
so do you see yourself being like an on-site running it for beyond once everything's built?
Yeah, that's the business model that we've always had is that, you know, we have 23 apartments between Catskill and Hudson on two single family homes over in Athens. And we've always been, you know, the property managers. You know, I'm up in Delmar with my wife and two kids, and my parents are over in Spiala Lake, and my brother's there. So we're kind of local. We're not a long distance landlord. And like my dad said, you know, we're setting this up to build this and run this. So, yeah, we'll be here.
John, after construction's all over with, how many people do you think you'll be employing? If all the apartments were rented, Do you have any idea?
I don't, Ellen. And again, that goes back to what I was saying earlier about we're going to grow as this building grows. And if we see a demand for something, we'll allocate the resources, whether it be, you know, manpower, whatever, to make sure everybody gets what they want, or at least within our ability. I know that we're going to do a lot of part-time workers. I know we're going to work with the town of Greenport, and I'm going to reach out to Tiffany Hamilton to see if any the city of Hudson police officers as well want to do part-time security at night. We're going to rotate them on shifts, and I know there's a lot of retired and off-duty officers who are interested in doing, you know, security at the desk at night. And you know, these are the kind of things that we want to do. Part-timers, rolling them through, people working the front desk, people walking the halls, making sure that, you know, there's no garbage laid around. These are the little things I was talking about. Like, you think about it, you go into a bathroom, it looks clean, right? Somebody walked in there and made sure that bathroom was clean. So this is all the stuff that you have to really keep track of and make sure it's getting done. And you got to hire people for that.
That's right.
Ellen, you can come in. Tommy's going to be our concierge.
I need
if it involves
job.
No work, I'm definitely for it. I told you what I want to be. I want to be the pool attendant.
Is that what you want to do?
Not a lifeguard.
No, you just want to run the pool?
I just want to sit there.
Well, now it's
and
all
get paid for it.
This is all this is all fancy work now. This is all like the pools are all run electronically.
Oh.
So you have to go and take a class to be able to know how to read
like pH factors?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
This is real now.
pH factors.
There
yeah.
you go. You take a little I remember the guy used to come around with a little test tube
and shake it.
Shake it. I could do that. As long as I get to use the pool.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, you can
anyway,
come by.
So that's it. We've been talking to John Perry, the guy over at the Falls.
Just the guy.
The guy at the Falls. And this
if you need something done, I can probably facilitate it.
Saturday from 10 to 4, you can go visit. Does it have an actual address on 66?
Yes,
or
I was
just,
about to look it up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 158 Union Turnpike.
A 158 Union Turnpike, huh?
Yeah, and now we have the new sign out there, so.
Yeah.
And the new sign says...
The Falls.
I thought you were putting the address on it.
No, we didn't. We figured if you could find the sign, you could find the building.
Yeah, the building is hard to miss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, John, thanks for coming. I hope you were able to clear up some of the misconceptions about your project.
Hope so.
And people go visit and see what they think.
Thanks, man.
And share it with us all.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me. This is great.